juggle it all, and I thought the workbook. Oh, we also have and I thought he was the one. I'm yes. so excited about it. And the Misfit it's, guys come out next week. Woo! And since Jade's not here, she just got out the car to go grab some refreshments. I'm gonna tell you y'all, please watch our docuseries Just Right in Life on Channel 18 if you happen to be in Sacramento, and on Amazon.com if you're anywhere else in the world. That's awesome. And if you can go on the ladies tab and go all the way down to the tippity bottom, that's my word that I've made up, lovely, lovely. And you can proudly support the charities we support. And I think that's just about all we have from us today. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to let our wonderful guest introduce himself. Wonderful guest, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm an actor, director out in Los Angeles.
Oh, wait, you're a director. I just saw pictures of, like, filming, and it seems chilly.
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with that, like the weather and stuff?
Most of the time, it's really not that cold, unless it's, like, early morning. But it's mostly just preparing. You bring warm clothes and then you layer as you go through the day, and then as it turns night again, you layer back up, and carrying around a lot of equipment, so you're kind of working out in a sense, so you get that warmth too. So
quick question, what is it like working behind the camera and in front of the camera? Are there different
Yeah, to be honest, behind the camera is more creative. And that's kind of, when you're in front of the camera, a lot of what you are doing is set up by the director. You have a creative outlet for your emotions, but you're not creating, deciding how this movie came out. The director and the editor and producers, they all have a lot more creative control over the actual product, rather than just outlet your emotions.
Which one do you like better? I know that's bad for you to pick one, probably, but which one do you like better?
Sorry, you're breaking up. What was it?
Which one do you like better? More fun.
Oh.
Front.
So different that, to be honest, I don't think I could choose one over the other, because acting is like playing pretend when you're a little kid, and then with directing, you're setting up camera angles, you're storyboarding, and my wall over there is completely covered in post-it notes.
Can we
from,
see it?
Let's see if I can get over there without showing me of the cleaning mess that I have going on, because my grandma comes into town today.
Your grandma? Oh my god, that's so exciting!
This is just one tiny shot.
Oh my goodness! Wow. So what project is this for?
This is for a. Actually for a film competition I'm gonna enter soon, and it's a project I've wanted to make for a while. Kind of hard to explain unless it's in a visual platform, because it's very visual and very editing heavy. So I can't really talk about what the project consists of, but it's for a student film that.
What we really want to talk about is the crafting. Yeah, Jade just got back in the car from refreshment. That's all she wants to know about is how soon is the craft table, by the way. Congratulations! Woo! Congratulations! Nominee for. Yes! I'm so proud!
Yeah.
I'm proud.
The awards are this weekend.
What?
The awards are this weekend, and I'm filming though. So I'm sending my grandma and my mom to go and hopefully accept the award on my behalf. And I will be calling in from set or something like that.
Isn't it great to be working, but you're gonna miss what?
I know, I'm really bummed. Like, Grandma flew in specifically for the awards too, and then I ended up booking last minute and have to be on set now.
Well, congratulations on getting more work. And
thank you.
Co-star ever. She's so adorable. And I'm going to see that movie eventually, I promise.
it's a really good one. We spent a lot of time on that one. It was filmed over the course of an entire year. And I mean, there were days when I was sick to the point where I could barely walk. I couldn't breathe. And of course, those are the days when I had to like run somewhere on camera, and like you can't fake that. So I was like trying to breathe while running and trying not to like die.
Oh my goodness. How did you get tired of doing takes? And did you, okay, of course, in the spirit of Jade, I have to ask, did you enjoy that craft table there? And then I need to know, like, what was the difficulties of acting, and are you proud of your work?
So, the director, he makes the best grilled onion chicken sandwiches you could ever have. Like, the best. You would bring these to set, and I would eat like three or four in one day. They were like, this isn't a tiny chicken sandwich. This is a big chicken sandwich, and I would eat them. So many of them. They were so good. Like, that is honestly probably one of the best meals I have ever had on set, because what he did, but the chicken sandwiches he made were delicious, and it got me started eating grilled onions on almost every other burger that I've ever had, because they're just, they won't ever compare to his grilled onions, but those grilled onions, they're like a little reminiscence of those burgers. As for the acting, it was really challenging because it was shot over such a long period of time to really stay connected to the character, and to really be on the same page for the entire year, because as I was growing up, and this was filmed when I was like going through a lot of changes in my life, so one day I would be really connecting to an event in the script, and the next day I'd be like, oh, I'm connecting to this event more now. And it was like a constant balance between what was happening in my life and what was happening in the script. Because it was just a lot of, it presents new challenges when you film something over that long of a period. And we would have to reshoot scenes every once in a while due to changes in my voice or changes in just things that would change over time, and it ended up coming out really, really well. So I'm really excited for it, actually.
Oh my goodness, I'm excited. Okay, first of all, I'm excited that no matter through all your challenges you work through, and you got this awesome opportunity of having the award, and now you have a ton more work. And I know your mom has so proud. Like, how proud is your mom?
Oh, she's super proud. She makes me laugh because she's like constantly trying to keep my schedule straight because I have a little bit of trouble with that. And I'll just keep adding things. Like, I'll call her up and be like, hey, I don't have anything on the 28th of blah blah blah, right? And she'll be like, no, you're free. And I went, okay, good, I have another job right now.
That is so
awesome. It's a busy season.
The other day
I was at school starting at around 10 in the morning, and I was in class for filmmaking until about 2 p.m. Then I went directly to set until around 7 or 8, and then I went and filmed auditions for another 3 to 4 hours.
All in one day. I think my life is bad.
It's just a busy schedule.
I think my life
luckily
is
all of it's fun though. I don't have a lot of like when I go to work, it's not going to work at, you know, an office job where I'm sitting there making business phone calls trying to sell random products. You know, it's nice creative art outlet.
I'm loving this. This is going to be your serious career, and I'm so proud of you right now. I wish I could be there for the award show, even though you're not, so I could eat your dinner, since you're not going to eat it. But it's more important to have work and to be making money and getting yourself out there. Mentioning getting yourself out there, can you tell us what is coming up for you that you can, you know, talk about?
Coming up for me, let's see. I didn't even prepare that. I completely
That's okay.
forgot about that.
Obviously,
finals for you. Oh, yeah, I just had midterms. And I'm actually missing an exam on Monday because I'll be on set.
You can't. You should do online classes. I do online classes. I've been on book tour for 2 years and I'm still in school.
This one's really, really hard to do online because I have to be showing the instructor how I'm using certain equipment. So it's not one that, as far as I know, any school actually offers online because it's hands-on work. Right now I have my fingers crossed because Fox might be bringing back Last Man Standing, so that would be really cool because they would be putting my episode back on air. I mean, it's still on air because a bunch of other networks picked, which was nice because that boosted me. I have films I'm currently working on. I have 2 in production that are my own projects. One's for school and one's for competition. And then I have a film that I'm filming this weekend that hopefully after this weekend I can talk about. I might talk about projects before I'm actually physically on camera and all finished and whatnot. In case I say one thing about a role and then the next thing you know, that role's changed and all of a sudden it's, oh yeah, I said my character name was Jack, but now I'm Dean, and all sorts of different crazy things can happen on the day of set. You know, right now a lot of it is school related, so not much to talk about.
That's okay.
The award show, filming, and the 2 projects that I'm doing myself.
All right. That's amazing. You are staying seriously, seriously busy and so creative. And you know we love people who stay busy and creative. So, quick, everyone can find you. What's your website?
I don't have a website. You can find me on Twitter, and that is at @actorsamlant, and then you can find my Instagram, which is samlant.
All right. Thank you so much.